both impressed with the way Evelyn and her mother led the workshop, drawing the audience in with interactive assignments and somehow making it easy to talk publicly about a difficult topic, racism. So when thinking about who to honor for Black History Month, Dr. Evelyn Carter was the first name that came to my mind. I asked Evelyn's mom for her bio, and I'll share what she sent. Dr. Evelyn Carter is a social psychologist who is passionate about using social science to inform people about how we engage with the world around us. She is a researcher. In her research, she explores how people decide what counts as racial bias, how we discuss racial bias, and how we can use those insights to create and sustain more equitable and inclusive environments. Dr. Evelyn Carter earned a BA in psychology, a Master of Arts in Social Psychology, and a PhD in Social Psychology. And her research has been published widely in peer-reviewed journals, press outlets, and books. Dr. Carter's passion is to be a bridge between the academic world and the broader community, applying her new insights from her diversity and inclusion-related research. At the University of Indiana, she was appointed vice chair of the Diversity Council of the Graduate and Professional Student Government, where she authored resolutions and coordinated events designed to increase awareness of diversity and inclusion. Following a postdoctoral fellowship, Dr. Carter moved to Los Angeles to work for the UCLA Office of Equity, Diversity, and Inclusion. There, she developed programs designed to support student belonging, achievement, and intergroup engagement. Dr. Carter's public speaking has spanned the U.S. and beyond, where she's presented nearly 200 talks during her time at UCLA. Dr. Carter co-founded Illuminate Diversity Consulting and later joined Paradigm Strategy Incorporated, two firms that help organizations become more equitable, diverse, and inclusive. Having benefited from strong mentorship herself, Dr. Carter is now dedicated to mentoring to increasing the number of Black scholars in the field of social psychology. She is the proud granddaughter of Dr. Percy and Evelyn Leah Harris of Cedar Rapids and the daughter of David and Ann Harris Carter. She now lives in Los Angeles, California. So that's Dr. Carter's bio from her mom. I recently received a private Facebook message that read, quote, Representative Stade, I've always been a big supporter, but as of recently, I have become least impressed with you, mainly because of the pictures you post. I may be wrong, but you appear to have issues with posting pictures of those who don't look like you. Show that you are able to cross the racial line. Promote diversity in your pictures. Thank you. Now, my first reaction was, well, we don't have much diversity in Iowa, so that's why you don't see much diversity in my photos. And I know that I'm not purposely avoiding being with people of color. But then I remembered what Dr. Evelyn Carter had said, and I paraphrase her comments. I think that being mindful of how our backgrounds and our experiences are shaping the way that we see the world around us is really important. Another thing that is easy to do is to look around and see who our close friends are. There's a lot of research showing that we exist in silos. We're pretty good at coming together when it comes to work, mostly because you have to, and in situations where we're using shared resources, like parks or grocery stores, things like that. But when it comes to social stuff, when it comes to the places where we go out to eat, places where we relax, where we go to church, even go shopping, those are pretty segregated along racial lines, as well as socioeconomic lines. If you don't have friends who are from different backgrounds, you are missing out on an opportunity to get information about what life is like for other people who are not like you. And because you're getting the same type of input from the same people, you're going to see only one view of the world around you. So I think I missing? What cultural knowledge do I not have? And then, how do I go out and get it? So, of course, I don't purposefully avoid speaking with people of color and diversity, but how often do I purposefully seek out those opportunities? Well, evidently, not enough. I chose to honor Dr. Evelyn Carter for Black History Month because her work is powerful, changing the way we think about our hidden personal prejudices and our implicit biases. I've no doubt that future generations will look upon Dr. Carter as a model of one who opened the way for whole new